As you heard in the bulletin, the Doyle's Members Interests Committee has found Fianna Fáil TD Lisa Chambers to have been negligent in voting for her colleague Dara Cleary on one occasion in the Doyle. However, the ethics watchdog will not be dealing with a complaint about Dara Murphy from Fine Gael, as he is no longer a TD. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is with us. Let's deal with the Fianna Fáil and the irregular voting first of all, Paul. What's been happening there?
Well, if you recall, there were four TDs who were at the heart of this. Timmy Dooley and Niall Collins, there was also Lisa Chambers and then Barry Cowan. So the Members' Interest Committee has dealt with two of them. It's, as you said, decided that Lisa Chambers was negligent when she accidentally voted on behalf of Dara Cleary, and it wasn't even on behalf, she was sitting in a seat, and you can actually see the television footage. She jumps up and then goes into her own seat and continues to vote. The problem was that after that mistake, she didn't go and inform the Doyle authorities that she'd made a mistake. It stayed there. And then Barry Cowan was also another Fianna Fáil TD who'd stood up in the Doyle and apologised for irregular behaviour. He's not, complaint isn't going to go any further, so he's clear. Lisa Chambers, what they've decided they're going to do is issue her a warning. That's a recommendation from the committee. You can't impose it itself. That has to be passed by the Doyle. And then relating to Timmy Dooley and Niall Collins, those investigations are going to continue. The committee itself is not going to sit until the new year, so that rumbles on.
And what about the complaint, was it Michael Moynihan from Fianna Fáil had laid against the former Fine Gael TD for Cork North Central, Dara Murphy?
Yeah, so he's put in a complaint. We haven't seen the complaint, so we're not sure exactly the nature of it, but it seems that it relates to Dara Murphy, who was a TD, but he also had a job with the European People's Party, which meant he was in Brussels an awful lot of time. And this comes back to the question of fobbing in and out of the Doyle. The committee itself has decided, maybe the hint is in the title, it's the Members' Interest Committee, and as Dara Murphy is no longer a TD, he's no longer a member of the Oireachtas, and on that basis the legal advice is that the committee can't take it any further. So we wait to see. Obviously the wider issue is whether the government is going to act on the manner in which TDs and senators are able to, you know, register themselves with the Doyle. So that's one we wait for.
And more before Christmas on the Doyle printer, the clerk of the Doyle to go before the Public Accounts Committee this afternoon, is that right?
He had an interim report which was produced really quickly and within 5 or 6 days about the Doyle printer. He then came up with a second, more detailed account which was presented to the PAC this morning, but RTÉ News had a copy of it yesterday which showed that the bill had moved from 1.6 million to 1.8 million and some of that related to €100,000 which had to be given to another printing company to carry out the work which the Doyle printer wasn't able to do because they had to construct, as you remember, reconstruct the building and they still have to complete training which could be 2 to 3 weeks. So that once again won't be operational until the new year.
It's interesting the amount of international coverage that Doyle printer
has. It got
has.
Picked up pretty quick. I saw Spanish, I saw it in French newspapers. Yeah, it travelled.
They're watching. One issue, of course, last week one of the big stories was issues around bingo. But the government's overhaul of gambling legislation, that was raised at Deputy Leader's Question today by Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty with Simon Coveney, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sinn Féin have been making the running on this. Piers Doherty had pretty much told us what he was going to do, but he got to his feet and laid it out in very colourful terms.
And here's Simon Coveney answering that question made by Piers Doherty, which you'll also have heard on Morning Ireland today.
But can I say that I think there are real questions to answer here, and I think you've pointed to some of them. I think at a minimum, both the regulator and the operator should come before an Oireachtas committee to explain what's happened. I'm certainly not against the idea of an independent investigation in terms of how this could have happened. Because I think the integrity of the lottery system is hugely important, given how valuable it is to so many good causes that it funds. So the government has an open mind in terms of getting to the bottom of actually what happened here. I don't think it's acceptable to simply dismiss this as human error at some point in the management chain. And so we're certainly open to what you've been calling for. But I think the government just needs to have a fuller understanding of the appropriate course of action here to get to the detail of what went wrong to ensure that the public can have full confidence in the lottery system that so many people play on a daily and weekly basis.
So we can expect to hear more on that one. And one thing which we may be hearing a little less of, Paul, is the judicial appointments bill. After a marathon stretch, what was it, 125 hours in the Shannon?
In the Shannon, yes.
Just sketch in, I know it's not a short story, but if you just sketch in the background to this, because we're going to talk to Michael McDougall about this in a moment.
This is very much the baby, if you call it that way, of the Transport Minister Shane Ross. And the idea is that you have a commission with a lay chair, which means that they would be giving advice on who should, how judges should be appointed and who judges, taking it away from government. In Mr. Ross's view, there was too much of a clique, too much political influence, needed to separate it out, bring it back to the people and appoint a lay chair. But it was opposed vociferously within the Shannon, and many people pointing out that they felt the legislation itself just wasn't clear, there were too many errors in it, and it led to a big long debate of 125 hours. Last night, Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan, who's been in that upper house on many, many occasions, enacted a guillotine, so the debate was truncated. Mm-hmm. And then he amended it so that basically that the government will continue to be allowed to appoint judges without having to make reference to the commission. This was the change which happened. And they were able to get that through, I think it was by 25 to 23, with support from Sinn Féin in the upper house. And that was on the basis of a trade-off on another judicial matter relating to sentencing, which Sinn Féin had wanted to get through. So this was Sinn Féin now following through on the other side of the bargain. And so now it isn't that it goes through, it's finished in the Shannon, but it goes to the Dáil.